Next up, when you want to do evaluation of a user study after heuristic evaluation, you can do what also is called usability testing. And one of your options for your final project is to do that, where you observe users interacting with the interface, and you record it using a video camera, and you asked the user to speak out loud. That's very important. That sort of give you a brain dump of this is what I'm seeing. Usually what they wouldn't say, and for some people that's sort of unnatural that they tell you, but the point for asking them to speak out loud is you get sort of an insight into their mind and what's confusing them and what's going through their mind. You know, they look at an icon and say, could this be the one that lets me do X? No, it doesn't look right. I'm confused by the shape. It reminds me of something else, or I can't read the text, or the words that are being used to describe it make no sense to me, and so on. The surprise about usability testing as people start using it is that it helped to speed up many projects, and it led to dramatic cost savings. What is the reason? One is that it created an objective record that people could bring back to the engineers and say, here, look, it's not just my opinion, listen to the users, watch how they are staring at the screen and don't know what to do. It might be plain obvious to you that they need to do move over there or click on this, but they don't see it. And their speaking out loud narrative tells you what they're confused by, what's not clear to them. So that helps then the engineers to sort of come up and say, okay, now we need to find a better solution. The key of usability testing is to find flaws and refine the interface. It's not a statistically significant experiment. Important that the participants do it voluntarily, so you want to get informed consent. And people have used what are called these usability labs with a halfway mirror where you can sit behind the mirror and observe it, so you're not sitting next to the user. Now, in your case, if you're going to do it, you don't have access to a usability lab. You need to sort of sit next to the user. The most important thing is that you don't say anything. You just, if you see them struggling, let them struggle. Don't say, oh, this is how it's done, because you're exactly interested in those places where the interface breaks down. Already alluded that or mentioned that you are videotaping the whole thing, so you can have access to actual user utterances and behavior that you can then bring back to the design team. The downside is it can be very time consuming to analyze it. Limitations of usability testing is often it's used for first time users. That's what usually is the user population. And you only can cover a certain number of interface features, because otherwise it would take too long. But you can use expert reviews to supplement usability testing.